Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
422, welcome back into the Nick Kale Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Florida State leading Georgia Tech 7-0. James Blackman looking good on the opening drive. We'll keep you updated throughout that game as we go along here today. And we will go out to the WadeFord.com hotline in just a moment. We have Brian Baldinger, but he just dropped off. Cell phone reception still can be occasionally spotty in 2020. College football off to a wild day. North Carolina, solid win, although they were struggling against Syracuse. So a couple of upsets in the Big 12. Kansas State goes down to Arkansas State, and Louisiana Lafayette was an 11.5-point underdog, and they go into Iowa State and knock off Brock Purdy, Matt Campbell, and the Cyclones 31-14. So two Big 12 teams with home losses today as double-digit home favorites. Maybe the Big 12 should have just joined the Big 10 and the Pac-12 and said, you know what? We shouldn't play. Let's just leave it up to the SEC and the ACC. So we'll talk to Brian Baldinger in just a moment as soon as we do have him back. All right. WadeFord.com hotline we go. Brian Baldinger, Radio.com NFL insider. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Hashtag BaldyBreakdowns. And Baldy is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand at Radio.com/picks to sign up. Baldy, happy Saturday. How are you, sir? Good to talk with you.
Hey, Nick, I'm good, man. It's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Hey, do not have Baldy in my ear.
Yeah, I'm right here, Nick.
Hello? Dylan, do we have him?
Yeah,
I'm right here. No, all I have is myself in my ear now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. Baldy, do we got you?
Nick, I hear you loud and clear, buddy.
All right, brother, I got you now. Sorry for the technical difficulties. So, Let me ask you right out of the gate here, because I remember in 2011, the Philadelphia Eagles started poor, and they were the dream team. It was a lot of hype, and they were awful, but they finished the season strong. They gave Andy Reid kind of a stay of execution, and he got one more year in 2012, and that was also a failure. It proved to be fool's gold. Fast forward to last year, the Falcons in 2019, they start 1-7. Finish strong, and Dan Quinn gets another crack at it. Is this deja vu 8 years later, or do you think Dan Quinn's really figured this out?
Well, there is one other similarity between that Eagle team. Nick, if you remember, Andy Reid that year made Juan Castillo, his moved him from the offensive line coach who had left, and brought him back as a defensive coordinator, and that was the disaster. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, last year when they finally put Raheem Morris, after their bye week, back at defensive coordinator instead of coaching Julio Jones with wide receivers. Their defense fixed a lot of their back-end issues, and they played a lot better. In fact, they went to New Orleans the first week, and they kept Drew Brees out of the end zone. And really, they looked like a different football team. That, along with getting the two first-round picks, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, healthy on the offensive line, and they looked really good in December last year. So those two things in combination, I think the Falcons look like a much better team. So to answer your question, I think the Falcons are more of the 6-2 finish than that awful 1-7 start.
I, as well as the rest of the 404, certainly hope you are correct. Brian Baldinger is joining us. So, Baldy, Dan Quinn, last week, the Falcons put out their official depth chart, and for whatever it's worth, they labeled their base defense as a 4-2-5. What does that tell you about what Dan Quinn wants to do schematically, and what does it tell you about his personnel?
Well, most teams, Nick, are, you know, what he's doing is he's putting a starting nickel out there. Most teams are an 11 personnel team, three wide receivers and a tight end. Kansas City was the entire night the other night. Most teams play 11 personnel, and you're going to match up in a 4-2-5. So, but, you know, even a team like Pittsburgh, I mean, they got a base 3-4 defense. They have a nose tackle, but they're rarely ever in it. You got to run them into it. You know, if you're running the ball down Pittsburgh's throat, they'll go to their base defense. And that's basically most teams in the league right now. So, look, you know, the Seattle will be in largely 11 personnel, I imagine, tomorrow. So, I mean, that's all he's doing is he's putting that personnel to match what most teams are putting out there right now.
Brian Baldinger, Radio.com, NFL Network, the world-famous Baldy Breakdowns on Twitter, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Baldy, I'm not expecting a ton from Todd Gurley. It feels like he's one of the older 25-year-olds that I can recall. We know the knee injuries and whether he's got an arthritic knee and all that. But, I mean, I would gladly take 15 carries and 60, 65 yards a week as long as he's a double-digit red zone guy and can cap off drives and help the Falcons no longer settle for 3 and punch it in for 6. What's your expectation for Todd Gurley this year?
Well, I have higher expectations than that. I mean, their offensive line was awful last year. They ended up starting 2 rookies at the end of the season that weren't very good. They had a new center, a new left guard. I mean, they just never really got sick. Aaron Cromer's a good offensive line coach. And they couldn't keep anybody healthy, and they weren't very good up front. And I just think if you give them a much better offensive line, I mean, Dirk Cotter has said, Alex Mack has said this all season, Nick, that they got to get back to running the zone stretch. I mean, if you can't run the zone stretch play in this league, you're just not going to be a very good offense. That's the foundation to what the Rams did. That's what the Falcons did under Kyle Shanahan. That's what Dirk Cotter wants to get back to. That's when Matt Ryan was the best quarterback in the league in 2016 and the MVP of the league. And that's really Todd Gurley's best play. And the Falcons are more than capable of running it and running it well. I expect Todd Gurley at the end of the year, Nick, to have 1,200-plus yards, you know, rushing the football. And if you throw in, you know, a dozen touchdowns with that, I'd say that'd have been a good signing for the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, people, if you're listening, take Baldy's advice, make a trade in your fantasy league, try to scoop up Todd Gurley and acquire him because he's going to go for 1,200, which would be fantastic. Let me ask you this. Speaking of, you know, the offensive line and certainly the defensive line, they drafted Marlon Davidson. We know Thomas Dimitroff has been able to draft well on the perimeter. The Falcons have a lot of skill on the outside. You're a man who made a career out of playing in the trenches. Are the Falcons just physically strong enough and tough enough on both sides of the ball up the interior?
Well, I mean, I'd question whether Vic Beasley was a good draft pick. We're still waiting on Tack McKinley to show up every week. I mean, those were high first-round picks, Nick, and I wouldn't say that they have been worth that to this point. They play a different style. I mean, Dan Quinn is a penetrating style of defense. He wants to beat you with quickness. They're a little undersized, but they want to beat you, you know, with negative plays, quarterback hits, tackle for losses. I mean, that's what they're built upon, and it starts with their defensive front. So they've got, you know, Grady Jarrett can play that style. That's who he is. But they do have to get better on the interior, period, and more disruptive than what they have been all the way around. I mean, they're a front four built defense, and they're magic. And when they play well, the front four plays well. And they got to get back to that style of football. That's why Dante Fowler Jr. was there. That's why they drafted Marlon Davidson, although I hear he might not play tomorrow. But he was a good player at Auburn. I mean, I don't understand this. He never missed a game at Auburn, and he might miss the opener. So it's mystery to me how that something like that happens.
Baldy, one more on the Falcons, and then we'll get to the division as a whole. You know, I'm reading a lot of stuff with college football about some coaches that are on the hot seat on Saturdays might be given sort of a mulligan due to COVID-19 and the unprecedented pandemic we're in and the circumstances being more different than ever. Do you think that would apply to a guy like Dan Quinn or any coach in the NFL that enters this year on the hot seat?
No. No, I think if the Falcons win six games, that they'll make a change. You know, I mean, they've got to show massive improvement this year. They got to be in a playoff hunt. In fact, they probably have to get to playing in January, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. Not giving anybody a mulligan in this league. If there's coaches out there that are expected to win, I don't care if it's Mike McCarthy in Dallas. You know, they might give these first-year coaches, Matt Rhule will certainly have a couple of years to put it together. I think Kevin Stefanski will have a few years for sure. But, you know, the coaches out there right now, Doug Marrone, Dan Quinn, I mean, if they don't show some improvement this year, real improvement, then I think you're going to see your share of coaching changes.
All right, let's wrap it up and look at the NFC South. Obviously, the Saints, many people believe, are the front runners. Tom Brady and the Bucs, a lot of hype, a lot of attention. They should certainly be a good team. The Falcons, you know, don't seem to get a ton of attention. But I look even at a team like Carolina. All Teddy Bridgewater does is win games as a starter. I mean, he might not be flashy and put up fantasy numbers, but he's a winner. And Matt Rhule has won at every stop along the way in his coaching journey. How do you view this division from top to bottom, and is it one of the better divisions in football?
Well, it's really early, Nick, because, you know, we haven't seen anything. Now, I went to Carolina. I saw Matt Rhule's practice. I mean, if you just took your four biggest playmakers you know, on a team, and you said, okay, my four biggest playmakers at Carolina are Christian McCaffrey. All right, he's probably number one, everyone's number one pick in their fantasy league, for whatever that's worth. Mm-hmm. You took Robbie Anderson, who can run by anybody in this league, DJ Moore, and Curtis Samuel, and you put a 4x100 relay team out there. They might be as fast as any four in the league. They've got speed and experience. With Teddy Bridgewater, like you said, only 5-0 last year with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, the Raiders have their hands full tomorrow. And I've talked to Matt throughout this process. He just wants to evaluate something. You know, he doesn't know what to expect really tomorrow. A lot of teams don't. But he's got time there. I mean, he will get that turned around. I don't know what the record's going to be. And really, I expect a lot from the Bucs. I think Tampa Bay should be good. I mean, Tom Brady's bringing 20 years of experience. It's not like he's going to slow play this thing. He wants to come out and put the ball in the end zone now. And he's having more fun, I think, than he's ever had. So he's thinking about another ring, and so is Gronk, and I think Bruce Arians is thinking like that. They've got a good front seven. They're more than capable of going to New Orleans and winning tomorrow. But, you know, the Saints are the favorite. They don't really have a weakness. They were able to win without Drew Brees last year, five games. That's kind of tells you what kind of team they are, mm-hmm. that they're not dependent, you know, and Alvin Kamara got hurt last year, missed time. I mean, they were without their players for a period of time, and they still, you know, won a bunch of games. So it's a tough division all the way around. It's a very tough division.
Baldy, you're the best. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
You got it, Nick. Anytime, buddy. Good talking to you.
You got it. There he is, the Radio.com NFL Insider, host on the NFL Network, Brian Baldinger. He's brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em Contest. $10,000 at stake. I don't know about you guys, but I could use 10 G's. Radio.com/picks to sign up. We'll come back. Open up the phones. 404-741-0929. Your thoughts and reaction to everything on the Falcons we've discussed here in the first hour. We'll take your calls on what I had to say, what Baldy has had to say. And also, besides some of the phone calls, there's four tiers of NFL teams. Where are the Falcons? I'll delve into that next. Right here on the Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.